kinds of things.
I was just about to say, like, that's one of the things when you talk to other pros, and we've talked about it on the team as well. When you play and watch Saiwoo, like before,
yeah,
it seemed like the guy could never fucking get surprised. Like, it
yeah.
happens all the time to all CS players. Like, you always get timed, and whether it's like your own awareness that's like lacking in the moment, or if it's like your teammates gave wrong information, or like whatever it might be, that the other team just doing like a good strat, can be a multitude of things. But like Saiwoo would just always be in the right moment at the right time, and you could just see him be super aware of all these different timings that's going on, and he would just essentially, as you said, like he would never be caught out with his knife out, or him being surprised where the opponent could be. Like,
so,
he's always fucking ready, you know?
And then I'll add in as well, on the whole angle of, like, as you said, that it could just be Ziwoo, this is also where people take for granted. It's why I kept telling everyone last year, stop this thing where you're pretending that you know Ziwoo will do what Simple's done and just be amazing for 5 straight years. No, you can't do that because we didn't even know Simple could do that. That's why it's so insane that he's doing it. He's like breaking the boundaries of what's possible in terms of like elite performance. You can't give someone that status till they've done it, because we're talking about like the difference between playing 2 years and playing 5 at that level. That's enormous. So I think in the modern day, an AWP who's gone to the rifle, the one you have to give the most credit to has got to be Ziwoo. I think Ziwoo, the joke is, if he never AWPed again, I don't think he could get the same stats, because a lot of that comes from the AWP. But put it this way, he could contend with Spinks in his own team for best rifler, and he might even be still the best player in the team, and it would still be a top 5 player in the world. He's actually very good on the rifles, especially because he's so clutch, and he seems to have an amazing intuitive feel for the game, where I would say what's different about some of the other players who just do it off reaction, Simple has an insane feel as well, is I can almost see Ziwoo conceptualize the round between where he moves, between kills, repositions, when he goes aggressive, when he just holds. Now for Ziwoo, who I've left till the end, this is tricky. He's won his first major. That's big. I'm glad he won a major in CSGO. It's a shame Guardian and Nico never did. It's the first time he ever made it out of the first round of the playoffs. That's big too. I always used to be underwhelming. I used to watch this guy dominate, and I'd wait for him to do awesome in the quarters. Sometimes he'd have a good game. Usually the stats will go down at majors. I'd be like, nah, what a shame. I want to see this guy flourish, like Simple, like Device, like all these great players in history. I'll tell you what. Even at this tournament, he had some slip-ups and halves that were looking shaky. He was getting beaten by the other players. Sometimes not even the star player. But he's so good. A bit like Simple, where they have like an off game, but the stats like, well, the 1.25, how did he do that? His stats are so insane because he's just so high above most players in the game. He is probably the best player in the world. But you've got to frame him as a player, because we're comparing him to Simple's peak, the greatest of all time. If you don't do that, by the way, we can just talk about how awesome he is and what a fucking sick player he is. But the difference is, someone else has a 1.2 rating. That's the best tournament of their life. Everything looks flawless. Him, it'll be a slightly off game. Now, obviously, at the end, his stats went bonkers at the end of the tournament. He absolutely, though, did not have to do it on his own, which, fair enough, neither did Simple when he won his title. By the way, neither did Olof and Cole Mazira. We just don't expect those players to. Sometimes we do expect Nico to do it on his own, but it's just the nature of the game, isn't it? Like, I think this guy was really, really good. Opposition is my problem, because when you look who he played, not only how they battled with him, but the fact that, like, this is the first time in a big prestige event he's done this, basically, except ESL Cologne 2019. He has to do this a lot more at other prestige events and majors, and especially in CS2. In this tournament, in each series, Cypher from Into the Breach, Nork from Apex, and Immer from Gamer Legion really tested this guy and were outperforming him for like first halves, sometimes two-thirds of the way into a map, and they have much worse teammates and a much worse team overall. That actually is a bit concerning for me, even though Ziwoo came through and still got the bonker stats at the end. This is a fact right now. You can get mad at this following fact. It is a fact. He has never beaten a top 18 ranked team on HLTV in the playoffs of a major. That has never happened ever. Ziwoo is playing arguably the worst Counter-Strike of his entire professional career, which obviously has been like, I mean, it's just over 3 years long now. And he doesn't look like he's comfortable. He doesn't look like he fits with these teammates. And before that, he used to always be a stud. Yes, he had those periods where it's sometimes not like great. So here's the problem though. People already assumed he was going to be incredible. People already had him penciled in as a top 3 player in the world. They just assumed that wasn't even something they had to be concerned with. And it turns out it is something. And so you know what? People just assumed, just like Simple, just like Nico, he is so incredible. He can play with any teammate in any system. Remember, Simple and Nico went abroad even. And he will just frag out and have the same numbers. And it just shows that like super duper god tier players do what they do anyway. And how they interact with others is just whether they win the championship. It's not how good they are individually. Well, you know what? That hasn't proven to be the case for Zewu so far. And actually, Zewu doesn't seem to have responded to roster moves initially that well either. It seems like it takes some time to get comfy and to get his place in the team again. I don't know if he sacrifices for them. I don't know if he, like, it's just a bit off because he doesn't speak in French now and the comms have affected him. Who knows? Zewu is having big, big issues. Let's just start with the stats here, boys. So this is Zewu in 2022. So you look at this, only a 1.17 HLTV rating. He used to be a monster in that category. Deaths is all right. KST's okay. Firepower, amount of kills has gone way down. ADR's gone down. Impact's gone down. That's him thus far in 2022, right? Most people statistically would say the best year of his career, obviously, was 2019, the year he became the number one player in the world, right? Let's go look at that. Now, this is online and LAN, remember, all of it. 1.32 rating. Similar deaths, similar KST, higher ADR, much higher impact, higher kills per round, just a much better player. You go to the bottom, 1.26 against top five opponents, 1.28 against top 10, 1.27 against top 20. Go back and look at that in the 2022 one. 0.96 against top five opponents. And then you go to top 20, 1.04. This is, it's not even that they're just playing top teams here, guys. How about look at 2021 on LAN when Zewu was again in incredible form and looked like a monster, right? So on LAN, 1.31 rating, 1.40. Like, basically very similar stats. The thing about Zewu is, like, simple. When he's on his game, his stats are just incredible and they seem to just hold throughout his career, throughout years, through metas, through teammates. But he's having his issues, right? Now, true, he has had slow starts in the past. He had the odd tournament that was a bit dodgy in the beginning of 2020 with the whole Alex swap in and out eventually. Then you had, obviously, early 2021, the team reformulated, and then they had to have Apex as the IGL, and even though, like, they were having dodgy results, like, he was having, like, up-and-down performances. He'd have a tournament here and there, and a series here and there that were really shit. Then he'd, like, sort of level off and be really good again, but he wasn't, like, the best. And then, like, more like towards the summer, he got really good, and then by the end of the year, yes, he was a real contender for number two and number three in the world. That was legit. He wasn't for number one, but for number two and number three, yes, I think that really was the case. He was a very strong player on LAN. He looked fucking awesome at the end of the year.
So when people are in a rush to crown also very impressive newcomers as the next Simple, the new Simple, he's going to be as good as Simple. Like, give him time, he will be our new Simple in that respect. Because this is a scenario where, unless people are using it as hyperbole, right? They're just exaggerating it, or they're just pointing out that they're really hyped. If they genuinely think this is real, that these players are going to be the next Simple, that they're going to be the new Simple, that they're going to get to Simple's level, I think it's incredibly delusional. I mean, the most recent example that's much on my mind is obviously the French player Zewu, who plays for Vitality before he played for Against All Authority, but a much lower level, never really competing against top level teams. Because when you look at a player like this, a player who, I mean, he has only played at two small LANs. That's it, in terms of being on Vitality and having a relevant career. He's played at DreamHack Open, which is a very weak field, and he's played at the EU Minor, which had some good teams in it, but nowhere near the teams you'd get at an ESL or an IEM. So the idea that after two LANs with a proper team, people already are treating this guy like he's the next Simple is absolutely crazy to me, and I'll give a reason why in a minute, because it actually essentially suggests the people saying that don't know much about Simple's career or the context of Simple's career, because Simple wasn't hailed in that way, and Simple was Simple and went on to become Simple. The one that you know now, the 2018 best player to ever play CS, maybe any version of CS, quite frankly. Because I tell you one thing no one ever brings up about Zewu. Like, it's always the stats, like the highlights, the AWPing. Does he carry? What amazes me, the most outstanding thing about him, isn't even his mechanical ability. It's the game sense. Like, I think it's ridiculous that a player could come in with zero tier one experience. And no joke, if you look like 3 months into playing for Vitality, he's already like, if you took the nameplates off, you would think that's a veteran. Like, the game sense is impeccable. The only two players, I was trying to think of this while you're talking, the only two I think that even come close in terms of how quickly they had, like, amazing game sense would be, like, old school Nico and, I'm going to say, Cold Zero when they came in.
How much does a player like that push the team and the players individually themselves? Like,
you mean as a teammate?
Yes, you as Apex, how good this fucking guy is, how much does it push you to become better?
Well, that's a really good question, because you have two different things. Like, when sometimes you see that guy, you say, obviously, I'm not going to be as good as him. And yeah, sometimes it's, really you're like demotivated for 10 seconds, obviously. But yeah, seeing such a player is like, it's really weird. It's really weird because when you watch him, obviously, you feel it's easy. Everything is easy. And yeah, I think it helps some players. Like, for example, young guys like Nivera coming to the team. I feel like he pushed that guy to become a really good player. But the most important thing, it's a good thing for the team, is maybe they want to look like Zaiwo. But if you want to be like Zaiwo, you need to be a good guy in the team. You need to be such a great human being. You need to think about the team. You're not selfish. I feel like it helps the team to get better. I mean, most likely the youngers, for the olders, it's different. We all have the past. It's different to have such a good player in the team when you have 10 years Counter-Strike and you know that maybe one game in your life or two games you've been at this incredible level that he has.
You know when Alex got mega flamed last year, when Zeewoo was like hitting his prime around the summer and he was doing awesome, Alex did that interview where he said, like, you know, everyone goes on about Zeewoo, but, you know, like, they don't know that we have, like, half his enemies have flashed or something. Right? What people don't know, because I know Alex, so I actually know what he meant by that. What he meant was, like, don't think it's only Zeewoo. Like, Zeewoo isn't literally just playing, going to whatever spot he wants on the map and then just killing all the other team. And we're just sat there like idiots, just going like, thank you. And then just like doing nothing. What he meant was, like, we are helping set him up. We're making him comfortable. Like, we're putting him in positions where he can just shoot people and that means there's around. But essentially, he was trying to say, but it's just the way he phrased it made it sound too much like it was the other way. Like, give us a bit of credit as well. But people thought he was saying, give us all the credit and give Zeewoo nothing. Like, they're all just blind. Yeah. Right? The reason why I set that up is because since he's your teammate now, if you say anything along those lines, people are going to think you're flaming him. But I actually want to ask you this, because based on my experiences talking to Vitality players, I've heard that is one of the things that you guys did with Zeewoo. Like, if you think about it, right, I always said to people, the weirdest thing about Zeewoo is that he was, like, amazing immediately. Like, even if you have the skills to be, normally it takes years to get comfortable playing Tier 1, to find your role into. So I would totally believe that you guys probably did do a good job setting him up and figure out how to use him, what's better for. Is this a part of using Zeewoo in a team?
Well, obviously. I mean, what was saying Alex, and I was agree with him, is that when you're just making sacrifice for him, for example, we never let him, like, for example, at some point he was entry fragging and I just asked him, please don't entry frag, we need you. Like, Zaiwoo is the best refragger in the world. Like, there is no doubts.
Yes,
when he's trade frag, third, yeah. He's too good at that, like, way too good. Aiming wise, AVP, AK, Glock, whatever, he's too good at that. So we just want to put him in those conditions because he's the best at, maybe he doesn't know it because he's a bit innocent guy, but we can see it that when he is second or third on the map, not like baiting, not trying to be a baiter at the other side of the map, or it's not his way to play. He's good at refragging. Like, that's the thing. And yeah, obviously we're trying to put him in the best conditions in that sense. Like, sometimes even if we're two, against four, but I will go first. I know I will die, but it's fine. And that's what people don't see, and they don't give credit to. It's that we're giving everything to put him in the best condition.
Everyone needs a support network, and mine is, of course, my Patreon community, the Scrominati, who in many ways, they're the Sonny to my share, saying, I got you, babe. So this video and all the others on my channel were kindly supported by the following names: Ahmed Aju, Mac Pugnacho Rakula, Adam Tomlin, Animosity, Jensen Gore, Tosh, Toucan, and you know it. Jerky's Minion, my main man, always going to be referenced, one of the best patrons of all time. Would you like to ask a question in my AMA? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest to see on my channel? Do you want teasers? Find out who the upcoming Reflections and Talk to Thorin interviews are. Maybe you want to do one of those long discussions where you get to set the topics we talk about. Well, if any of these or others appeal to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Scrominati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.